From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the high school football season is quickly approaching. The Tunstall Trojans are heading into their second season under head coach Kirkland Brown. Tunstall was winless during the 2022 season prior to Brown's arrival. Brown discussed the changes he's seen as he heads into his second season at Tunstall.
You know, our bodies look a lot different. We've been in the weight room since the first week of February, you know, 3-4 days a week, really hitting it hard. And, you know, you've seen a lot of buy-in from guys in the weight room. And then from just a mental standpoint, we're a lot more confident, you know, in our schemes. And, you know, we've started a leadership group, which has been really well. They've been meeting once a week since about the middle of February. And, you know, that's paid dividends. Big time in our group.
Tunstall will open the season at Dan River on August 30th. The U.S. men's basketball team cruised past South Sudan 103-86 to improve to 2-0 in group play on Wednesday. Bam Adebayo led the way for Team USA with 18 points and 7 rebounds. Kevin Durant added 14 points, and LeBron James had 12 points and 7 rebounds. Team USA will play again on Sunday against Puerto Rico in the final game of group play. The U.S. women's soccer team beat Australia 2-1 and won the group stage on Wednesday. The U.S. women advanced to the quarterfinals and will take on Japan on Saturday in the quarterfinal matchup. Katie Ledecky won the gold medal in the 1500-meter freestyle. Ledecky has now won 12 medals in her career, which is tied for the second most by a swimmer in U.S. Olympic history. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.